Freddy's Shadow Cards. The hand you're dealt. The gift wasn't wrapped. The girl was surprised her father had remembered her birthday at all. There wasn't a whole lot of celebration on the Isle of the Lost, an island full of fallen villains. What did they have to celebrate? They were basically all prisoners, banished there by King Beast and his royal proclamation to rid the United States of Auradon of evil. The girl, who was celebrating her 10th birthday that year, was used to getting dolls from her father. Not normal dolls like the ones most little girls snuggled with at night. These were voodoo dolls, full of a special kind of dark magic. At least, they would have been, had magic been allowed on the Isle of the Lost. But that year, on her birthday, the girl wasn't sure what to make of the object her father tossed to her during their breakfast of goblin slop and crusty bread. It was a strange pack of cards, tied together with a piece of old yellowed string. She held the pack in her hand and studied it for a long time, turning it around and around in an effort to make sense of it.
"What are these?"
she asked her father, who was humming to himself as he cut his bread. Her father liked to hum. The girl got her musical talent from him. But as soon as she asked the question, he stopped humming and turned to her with a scowl.
"I have failed you, ma petite, if you don't recognize a deck of shadow cards when you see one."
The girl's eyes widened.
"Shadow cards?"
she repeated in disbelief. Obviously, she'd heard of shadow cards. Her father had spoken highly of his long-lost days in the bayou, when he had made a living using those dark magic harbingers. According to her father's stories, the cards could predict a person's future. They could tell you which path to take to find what you desired most. But she'd never seen a deck before.
"Real shadow cards?"
Her father scoffed at that.
"Yes, they're real."
"Do they work?"
she asked. The question seemed to anger him. He refused to meet her eye across the table. The girl immediately knew why he was angry, and she regretted asking in the first place. Of course they didn't work. It was the Isle of the Lost. Magic was forbidden there, which meant her father's life's work was forbidden there too. She untied the string that held the deck together and fanned the cards out in her hand. A dark and creepy image stared back at her from the face of each card. A woman with three heads, a heart pierced by a sword, a castle on fire. She grinned.
"I love them. Thank you."
Her father's dark eyes darted to her.
"Do you even know how to use them?"
She shook her head.
"No."
That seemed to make him instantly forget his anger, as he tipped his head back and released an evil cackle, like he knew a secret that she didn't.
"Someday you will, ma petite,"
he said, staring intensely at her.
"Someday you will."
And he was right. Shadow Girl. Freddy is the daughter of Dr. Facilier. You might know her dad. He's most famous for turning princes into frogs and making deals with his friends on the other side, among other cool stuff. Some people call him the Shadow Man, but to Freddy, he's just bad old dad. Don't worry if you haven't heard of her yet. You soon will. She's going to be famous one day, too. Not for shrinking heads or transforming people into frogs like her father. That's so last generation. She's going to be famous for singing. She loves to sing. And one day, she's going to move to the Bayou d'Orleans, where her father is from, and become a professional jazz singer. It's all she's wanted since she was a little girl. But you can't just become a famous jazz singer. You have to work your way up. You have to learn the ropes, practice every day, perform every chance you get. And that's exactly what she's going to do. While most of her peeps are still stuck back on the Isle of the Lost with no Wi-Fi and no magic, major bummer, she happens to be one of the lucky few VKs, that stands for villain kids, who got to come live in Auradon.